Good morning. This is Marcia Hyatt, and joining me in the studio this morning is my husband, Tom Christensen, a local artist.
Hi, Marcia.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for being here.
And, oh, you're welcome.
Today, I want to talk about how to tame our inner critic. Seems like a worthwhile thing to keep learning how to do.
Sure.
I tell you who I learned a lot about this from reading Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor's work. She wrote a book called My Stroke of Insight, which was about her own stroke at the age of 37. And she was, at the time, I should say, a brain researcher. But reading from her work and learning from others has taught me that those harsh voices in my head don't have to stay there. I do have a choice, and I can actually change the channel. And it's worth changing the channel because it's not fun being alone with myself when the inner terrorist, as Bolte Taylor calls it, is alive and well. As Mark Twain said, the worst loneliness is not being comfortable with yourself. And it is not comfortable with myself when my inner critic is alive and well. So what Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor said as she was regaining brain function and regaining the function of her brain that had the inner judge, she learned that she could change it. And here's what she said, quote, "I'm a devout believer that paying attention to our self-talk is vitally important for our mental health. In my opinion, making the decision that internal verbal abuse is not acceptable is the first step toward finding deep inner peace." Makes sense that you'd want to quiet those inner voices down. She asked you to consider how harsh are those voices. She says, you know, use a 1 to 5 scale. You know, where would you put your inner voice? Do you have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think my inner critic or my inner terrorist goes to 11.
Ah, so. You're a high achiever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever, however harsh or mild it can be, it's worth learning that you can change it. She calls it response ability, that we can change our response to whatever has hooked us, whatever has pushed our buttons. And yet I have colleagues and friends who say, no, I need that internal driver. I need that judge to keep pushing me and tell me that's not good enough. But if you go back to her words, internal verbal abuse, it's a little different than striving to be the best I can be.
Yeah, and I like the idea of calling it verbal abuse. It puts it in a perspective that makes it something that we can understand that it's not healthy for us.
Not okay. And, you know, deep inner peace is certainly worthy of aspiration. So what I have learned from Jill Bolte Taylor's work and My Stroke of Insight, other books like Embracing Ourselves and Leadership Presence, say, look, the first thing you need to do is to notice it without judgment. Because there's a reason that voice is there. It was there for some point in time to keep you safe, to avoid judgment, to help you not be vulnerable to something, some fear that you had. It was there. It's trying to help. So the more you try to beat yourself up for beating yourself up or deny it, the more it will go underground, but it doesn't go away. So to acknowledge it and to, I put my hand on my heart when I'm dealing with a real harsh inner critic or inner terrorist and just like, what's going on? What happened? Why am I feeling this? Did someone push my button? And that's a teacher as well. As Jung said, everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves. Or did I do something that I'm beating myself up for? Can I understand it? And that's the first place. And then be patient with that because the physiology of this, it can take 90 seconds for your higher order brain to kick in. So that primitive brain sort of washes over. It's much faster. It's the fight or flight part of the brain. You might need to wait about a minute and a half for, okay, what's really going on here? And if you're at 11, it might take even longer than a minute and a half to quiet yourself down. But to notice it, to notice what's happening, notice your physiological response, and as best you can, try to face whatever it is that has been triggered in you, that you're being so harsh with yourself right now. Then know that you have a choice to change it. You don't have to stay with that inner critic in the driver's seat. You can sort of nudge it out of the driver's seat a couple different ways. First, noticing it and engaging it, not trying to fight it. But then secondly, shift your attention. What Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor did was she would carry a picture of her dog with her dog who'd been with her through her recovery from the stroke. And that just quieted her, softened her a little bit. You might need to think about what would give you pleasure, what would be delicious to do right now. Step outside and breathe some beautiful, clean, fresh air. Is there something if I just would eat this that would, you know, just kind of pay attention to something I really enjoy, a hot bath? What would help me just sort of be a little more kind to myself right now? It might be humor, too, like go on YouTube and watch some silly dog video or baby video, and to help shift the channel. And with that, then you can get to the higher order you, which is, what would I like to be paying attention to right now? Shift your focus. What do I want to, how do I want to show up right now? And with that, we have a lot more inner peace available to us. This, let me just close with that quote again, but the last part. What Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor is saying, making the decision that internal verbal abuse is not acceptable is the first step to finding inner deep peace. And that'd be sure a fun way to spend a day.
Sure would.
So good luck helping your inner critic find a way to quiet down.
Thanks, Marcia.
Thank you.